Members of the Thomas Jefferson Memorial Commission, ladies and gentlemen, today, in the midst of a great war for freedom, we dedicate a shrine to freedom. To Thomas Jefferson, apostle of freedom, we're paying a debt long overdue. Yet there are reasons for gratitude that this occasion falls within our time. For our generation of Americans can understand much in Jefferson's life which intervening generations could not see as well as we. He faced the fact that men who will not fight for liberty can lose it. We, too, have faced that fact. He lived in a world in which freedom of conscience and freedom of mind were battles still to be fought through, not principles already accepted of men. We, too, have lived in such a world. He loved peace and loved liberty. Yet on more than one occasion, he was forced to choose between them. We, too, have been compelled to make that choice. Generations which understand each other across the distances of history are the generations united by a common experience and a common cause. Jefferson, across 150 years of time, is closer by much to living men than many of our leaders of the years between. His cause was a cause to which we also are committed, not by our words alone, but by our sacrifice. For faith and ideals imply renunciation. Spiritual advancement throughout all our history has called for temporal sacrifices. The Declaration of Independence and the very purposes of the American Revolution itself, while seeking freedom, called for the abandonment of privileges. Jefferson was no dreamer. For half a century, he led his state and his nation in fact and in deed. I like to think that this is so because he thought in terms of the morrow as well as the day. And this was why he was hated or feared by those who thought in terms of the day and the yesterday. We judge him by the application of his philosophy to the circumstances of his life. But in such applying, we come to understand that his life was given for those deeper values that persist throughout all time. Leader in the philosophy of government, in education, in the arts, in efforts to lighten the toil of mankind, exponent of plannings for the future. He led the steps of America into the path of the permanent integrity of the Republic. Thomas Jefferson believed, as we believe, in man. He believed, as we believe, that men are capable of their own government, and that no king, no tyrant, no dictator can govern for them as well as they can govern for themselves. He believed, as we believe, in certain inalienable rights. He, as we, saw those principles and freedoms challenged. He fought for them, as we fight for them. He proved that the seeming eclipse of liberty can well become the dawn of more liberty. Those who fight the tyranny of our own time will come to learn that old lesson. Among all the peoples of the earth, the cruelties and the oppressions of its would-be masters have taught this generation what its liberties can mean. This lesson, so bitterly learned, will never be forgotten while this generation is still alive. The words which we have chosen for this memorial speak Jefferson's noblest and most urgent meaning, and we are proud indeed to understand it and share it. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.